Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
December 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody let me know. I'm thinking that it is the 21st. So let me know. But yeah, it's really cold out. And you know what? It is so good for us. So good. When you're outside, be sure to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay? Because there's a lining in your nose, and it's toughened up when you breathe in through your nose. And it keeps us from being susceptible to a lot of these airborne bacteria and viruses that's floating around out there. So you want to be sure to get out every day and get you some fresh air to get out and breathe, walk around. If you don't do anything but walk from the back door to the front door. But get outside. For those of you that's on tonight for the first time, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Doris, and I am a naturopath. That just simply means that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise, rather than synthetic drugs, to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. And we all know that it will do that. It will do exactly that. So, yeah, that's what I do. I am also a raw and living food chef. I have a master's in herbology. And I am a certified personal trainer. And I'm just saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. I love what I do. I so truly love helping others be the best that they can be. I am also an ordained evangelist through the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. That's my first calling. That's my first passion, leading souls to Christ. That is my ultimate reason for being on this earth. And I am just so fortunate that God has allowed me to be able to just love what I do. Tonight, you know, I want to share some things with you. But tonight I am really asking that you guys engage in conversation, because I want to talk about tonight, why are Black women so overweight? What do you think are some of the reasons why Black women are overweight? I mean, you know, we hear the norms, as you would put it. We overeat, we eat too much, you know, we don't exercise. And things like that. But what do you really feel is the begin-all and the end-all to us being obese? Because that is the situation today. In fact, it is statistically sound that 32% of obese African-American women, they say that they have never engaged in any kind of physical activity. 66% said they don't exercise because they're too tired or because of a lack of energy. And then 80% of African American women are obese or overweight. Why? What's going on? Let's talk about it tonight. I know that you know. I know that you must have some feelings on just why this is being perpetuated in the Black race. We have the highest obesity rate than any other nationality. And let's do some dialogue tonight on exactly why you feel that is. I mean, listen, it is just dialogue. That's all it is. So you don't have to be afraid of being right or wrong. Let's just talk. Maybe you want to talk about why it is that you feel you're obese. You see what I'm saying? But it's nothing where you're going to be criticized, because actually, I feel that we should become more of each other's cheerleaders. This is what I try to do. I invite my BFFs, my sister girls, as I call them. I say, you know, listen, give me a call. Come on into the gym. Let me work you out. You would be surprised how many actually take me up on that. I'm telling you the truth. I don't say, come on, let me work you out. I only charge you this. I say, come and let me work you out. I will not charge you a dime. Some have come once, and that's it. So why do you feel that we have this situation going on in the black community? That there's a lot of norms, or as we should say, subnorms. You know, there's not adequate places a lot of times in our black communities to get nutritious foods, and especially in the areas where there's no stores that sell nutritious foods. We know those are some of the things. But I want to hear from you tonight. I'm hoping that you'll chime in tonight and not just be a wallflower tonight, because these are some things that are really important to our community, but especially for those of us that have, you know, black daughters and sisters and nieces. What is going on? And I really hope you chime in tonight and just let's share. I'd like to give you my affirmation tonight before we get started. And it just simply says, forgiveness of myself and others. Release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer to almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive and I set myself free. Do you forgive yourself tonight? I am willing to forgive. I'm not only willing to forgive myself, but I'm willing to forgive others. We must forgive. And it's ironically, I think that may have something to do with the issue of waste, not being able to forgive. Can you forgive that baby daddy that not coming around, not doing his fatherly responsibility? Can you forgive him and let him go so that you can grow? I mean, let's talk, okay? Let's talk tonight on Here's to Your Health. I am not saying that I don't appreciate all of you that are on the line tonight, but I want to get some dialogue going tonight, okay? Another thing I'd like to talk about tonight is just some things concerning menopause and perimenopause. Some of the symptoms and some of the things that we can do about it. But before that, let's get into the topic tonight, obesity. Why are so many sisters, why are so many of our sister girls, our daughters, our nieces, our mothers, why are there so many of us obese? We have a caller coming from the 313 area code tonight. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm calling. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
And I love your affirmation tonight. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I would like to just say that a lot of women get stressed out. They get depressed. You know, that makes you gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of younger girls that I know, like my daughter, before she passed away,
mm-hmm.
she was working like 3 jobs, but she would always run into the fast food places and eat, you know.
Okay.
And that had a lot to do with her gaining weight. But a lot of women my age, of like 59, 60, they get depressed. They get in the house. They get stressed. then they don't want to go to the gym because they get embarrassed because they are have gotten so big, and then they just get, don't want nobody to see them, which is,
okay,
you know, ironic.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's some of the things I was thinking about.
You know what, and those are some very legitimate reasons because, let's face it, when you're stressed out, when you're depressed, your body releases cortisol. In fact, I was talking about that today in the gym. And one of the most dangerous fats that we can carry on our body is around the middle, that belly fat. It's such a dangerous fat. That's why we have to begin to address these problems. I am truly thinking about starting a circle, a sister circle, where we come together. You know, a lot of times, and I so truly validate your points tonight, caller, because, mm-hmm, you know, we have to begin to validate each other. Something else you said, bad food choices. That is it.
Yes.
And a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'm tired. I get off from work. I don't have time. I'm too tired to come home and cook, so I just stop on the way and pick me up something and eat it and go to bed. That is so true. And then another.
And I do believe that fast foods. My daughter passed away with breast cancer, and
mm-hmm,
I do believe that fast foods and has a lot to do with cancer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that.
Exactly.
I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to get off the line and let you continue on.
Exactly. Well, thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate it, and I also appreciate you being the first one to step up. I'm expecting everybody tonight to have some input, even if I have to call you out tonight. I want your input. I don't want you just listening or having your phone on speaker and be on mute tonight. I want to hear what you have to say about this topic that we're talking about tonight. So another valid point you made about being embarrassed to go to the gym. You'd be surprised how many people that I have heard say, you know, I'm too embarrassed. I have had women to come to the gym and they just, you know, they would tell me right then and there, I'm really embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed to be here because they were really obese. But you know what I would tell them? You would be surprised how people would get beside you and or behind you and spur you on. And that's what we need. Everybody there is there because they have some kind of issue going on. Ain't no, you don't see no perfect bodies. I don't care how thin they are or what have you. There is no perfect body in that gym. We got old people. We got young people. We got large people. We got skinny people. But everybody is there for the same reason. They want to be healthy. They want to be healthier. And it's just amazing. There's a young guy that we have that comes to the Y. This young man is so large. And you would be surprised how everybody, black, white, everybody, even the Indians, people from India that come there, if they don't see him, they'll come and ask me. They'll say, Doris, have you seen so-and-so? I haven't seen him in a while. And I say, yeah, I you know, someone told me that he was going to be away for a while, blah, 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 whatever reason. But it's amazing how if they don't see you for a while, and it was so awesome with him because he would say, yeah, I lost 4 more pounds. I mean, this man was really, really big. And he would say, I lost 4 more pounds. And they would say, oh, that is so good. That's so good. You're doing good. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't stop. And the camaraderiness of that was just, I mean, it's just heartwarming Because, you know, we're living in a time where people really don't care. People don't care. And the Bible even speaks about these times. I was talking about this a little earlier with a friend of mine, how the Bible says in the last days, love is going to wax. And you know how something does when it waxes over. It gets hard. And that's what's happening now. She was telling me about how her car broke down and how everybody was just, they just want her to get out the way. Move. Get your car out the way. Move out the way. But I remember the day when it would be 2, 3, 4 people stop trying to see what's going on. Well, how can I help? Lift your hood. You see what I'm saying? But now, get out of my way. I don't have time. You know, I got to get to the store. I got to do this. I got to get out of my way. And it is really sad. This is what really has me praying about a sister circle. You know, where we can meet once or twice a month or every other week or once a week, you know, however we decide it, so that we can embrace and love on each other and encourage each other, because we so need it as black women. We so need it. You see, I can't stress that enough. We're going through things where a lot of us are taking care of our family members, spouses, everybody. And sometimes there's not enough time to go around to take care of us. So we need somebody to say, you know, how you doing, girl? How you feeling? You all right? Somebody that's going to really be attentive to listen. Because, I mean, have you ever been out or about or anything or on the phone or anything to ask somebody, well, how you doing? And they say, oh, I'm something else. In fact, I hear people say now, oh, girl, I'm all right. I mean, I don't nobody want to hear about it no way. Isn't that sad? I remember back during the times when I was coming up, my mother and some of the women from the neighborhood, they would sit on the stoop. That's the porch. They would sit on the porch. And they would be talking about different things. And when you first come up, you can kind of hear a little bit of it, but you didn't hear much because they tell you go on and play somewhere, get on and play. But you could hear what was going on, and everybody was putting their little input in, you know. But it was like a sister circle. We have got to embrace each other, y'all, because a lot of us are going through things with our family members, with people on our job, in our community, racism. This article, I want you guys to all get the January issue of Essence Magazine, because this is what spurred me tonight to want to talk about this. There's an article in there by a young lady. Her name is Janine Amber, and she wrote an article, and it's called The New Science of Weight Loss. And what she did, she consulted with doctors and researchers and scientists around the country to find out the real reason why our pounds won't budge and what you can do to live your healthiest life ever. This article is so most interesting, because it's doing just what I'm asking you guys to do tonight, to chime in. Of course, these are professionals, PhDs, and all the doctors and different people that's given their take on just why it is we're having such a hard time releasing the weight. Yeah, they're professionals. But some of us are the ones that's having to deal with these issues. You see what I'm saying? Because like it says in the article, we've heard it all before. We've heard that the key to losing weight is to eat less and to exercise more. But if it were just that simple, why are so many of us carrying so much extra baggage? extra weight. And like the article say, it's not talking about that curvy, voluptuous, jelly weight that Beyonce, you know, that not that weight. You see, it's that the weight that they're talking about is that weight, that adipose tissue that accumulates around the belly, and it puts us at an elevated risk for heart disease and diabetes and cancer and early death. They're talking about that weight that transcends into health. 4 out of 5 African-American women are overweight or obese, a rate higher than any other group. And you know what? Health experts are really calling it an epidemic. But what's some of the factors driving these trends? And our first caller, I mean, she just hit it on the head. She hit the nail on the head, as my mama used to say. Stressed out, depressed. And you know, when you're stressed out and you're depressed and you don't have somebody that you can talk to, it makes it even worse. When you feel that somebody is going to judge you, that's why it's so needed, our sister circle. And for those of you that are with me on this, I want you to shoot me an email. You know, shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. Let me know if this is something that you would be interested in, because actually this should be something that we could do in the churches. But now a lot of people aren't even talking in the churches. And you know why? Because the epidemic of obesity is alarming in the churches. Young girls, older women, you see. So don't nobody really want to talk about it. That's why we need a safe place where we could come together. And like that commercial says about Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you see. And that's something you don't have to worry about when you know that these sister girls that I'm talking to, they got my interests at heart. They care about what's going on with me. And I'm not talking about just in the instance where, okay, well, you tell me and me and you become a good friends, and that's it, we got this. No, I'm talking about a circle where you would feel just as comfortable talking to me as you would talking to Jennifer or Sally or Letty or whoever, or Linda or Jan. You see what I'm saying? Or Laura. You know, if you can't get Doris, I call Laura. And I talk to her. You see, that's what we need. Because we're dying, y'all. We are dying at an alarming rate. And I'm not talking about trying to pull somebody in that really don't want to be a part. I'm talking about somebody that says, you know what? Yeah, I want to talk. And this isn't to share with everybody. Yeah, girl, you know, I was at this sister circle last night. I'm talking about genuine. I'm talking about genuine love and concerned for our sister girls. That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of reasons that this article stipulates for us being overweight, and one of them is like I said, our first caller said it so sufficiently, it's stressed out. The article says there's a syndrome called the superwoman fatigue. Trying to do too much, you know, too much and too tired to exercise. And like the lady Gail, her name is Gail Porter, she's a PhD, and Marilyn Gaston, she's an MD, they're saying that It's no surprise, given all that we have on our plate. We're focusing on taking care of everybody else. But it's just like I tell my clients sometimes, when you get on the airplane, what do the flight attendant tell you to do in the event of an emergency? When the little airbag, when the oxygen bag, mask drop down, what is the first thing she say to do? Put yours on first. We have to put our mask on first because we're nurturers. And it's just in our DNA, in our makeup, to want to take care of everybody else. That's just how it is. We want to take care of our children. They grow up. Then here come the grandchildren. Our sisters, our brothers, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws. You see what I'm saying? Our mothers and fathers. Some of us, we still have parents that we're taking care of, you know. So we just run out. Superwoman fatigue. When it gets to us, I just grab, on the way home, I'll stop and get me a cheeseburger and some fries and a Diet Pepsi. And I head in, you know, and go to bed and get up tomorrow and do it all over again. That's one reason. But the article says that black women need to be very deliberate about creating a supportive community for themselves. And this is what I was talking about with the circle, sister circle. It says Jackson is the one that gave his comment, her comment on this, says that try getting involved with a group outside of your work or through your faith or your sorority or gym or a volunteer organization. And in those circles, make a commitment to support each other around health and well-being. And I am so feeling that. I am so feeling that because you know what? Not only do I want to reach out to somebody else, but sometimes I want somebody to reach out to me. I was talking to my supervisor today, and this is what perpetuated this thought even further. She said, you know, Doris, we have what's called one-on-ones at the Y, and we have one every month. And what happens at this one-on-one, you and the supervisor sit down together and you let her know just what's going on with your, you know, the clients that you're seeing. Are you having any problems? Is it anything that you need her help with? And that's what she mentioned to me today. She said, you know, you guys think that these one-on-ones are just for you to be vocal so that I can help you. But she said, sometime I need to talk. And she went on to elaborate on how a couple of days ago she did not want to come anywhere near that gym. She didn't want to be anywhere near there. And I was like, OMG. She said, because just, you know, it was a day where it was just like everybody dump on her. Dump on, like she had a sign or something on saying, dump on me. Dump on me today, you know. And she said, I need to have somebody that I can talk to. And it's amazing. We all need that. Sometimes we can seem so strong, you know. Oh, yeah, superwoman. Oh, yeah, we can seem like superwomen. But you know what? Sometimes we need just somebody just to hold us so that we could cry. Crying releases an exorbitant amount of stress, a lot of pressure. We are all going through something. As black women, as women, we are all going through something. I don't care how idealistic our lives look. We are all going through something. And it should not ever come to the point where we're feeling too proud to share it with someone. Everybody needs an outlet. No man or no woman is an island. And you know what? God made it so that we could embrace each other. A lot of us living in these big old homes and just, wow, you know, look at her. She ain't got no problems. She ain't got no troubles. Everything, she driving this big old car, this Cadillac or whatever it is. Baby, listen, let me be for real. Like my mama used to say, let me just kick my shoes off, okay? And just let's tell it like a T.I. is. Everybody is going through something. And like the Bible say, for those of us that's trying to live holy, you're really going through something. You know, if you trying to live like God say we should live, then you're really going through some things. That's why we need to come together as women to support each other, to support and hold up each other. You know, a week or two ago, I told you about the hip-to-waist measurements. I hope that each and every one of you took those measurements and now are beginning to do something about it. Like I said, I extend an open invitation. Come, you see. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But we got to start getting more concerned about our health. Because, listen, do you know something? I know that you feel like you have to take care of everybody else. Oh, I got to take care of this one. I got to take care of my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter, my niece. But listen, if something happened to you, Lord forbid, and you're no longer here, somebody going to take care of them. So you have got to put your oxygen mask on first. According to the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and Prevention, obesity is characterized, listen to this now, by having a body mass index, a BMI, of 30 or more. A 5'5", 180-pound woman has a BMI of 30. A normal BMI is between 18.5 and 24.9. Now, to find out your BMI, all you got to do is plug in your height and your weight into any BMI calculator online. And if you don't have one, go to my, shoot me an email. The letter Y is in yellow, B is in boy, P is in Paul, O is in orange, 411@yahoo.com. Give me your height and your weight, and I will do your BMI for you and send it to you. We have got to get this thing under control. Now, listen to this. When you see black women putting on a substantial amount of weight in areas like around the waist and in the buttocks area, you know, the brothers like it, but it is so very unhealthy. And we're seeing younger and younger women. You know, it used to be a time when I was coming up, we prided ourselves on having a flat stomach. Remember that? We prided ourselves on having a flat stomach. Now, these even young women, their stomachs are so protruded, and it's like they ain't thinking nothing about that. And I truly believe it's because they don't understand the significance of that big belly. But for those of us that know the way, we have to teach. See, the younger women, not only is this evident in the church, but in the neighborhoods. For those of us older women that know, then we have to reach out and teach the younger women. Start with teaching those in our home. Stop bringing all this old junk into the house for our children and grandchildren to eat, all this old sweet stuff. And then be saying, you don't need that. What kind of, does that make sense? You see what I'm saying? We're going to load the house up with all this old frivolous sweets and stuff. And then when they get to bouncing off the wall, we're going to tell them, no, you don't, can I have this, Mama? No, you don't need that. Why is it there in the first place? Get some fruit, some apples, some oranges, some vegetables. Make a vegetable platter. You see what I'm saying? They will emulate us. They will do what they see us doing. I just wanna let you guys know that if you have any comments tonight, which I hope you do, because if not, I'm just going to start plugging you out tonight and asking you, what do you think are some of the reasons for the obesity epidemic in the black neighborhood, especially concerning us black women, a sister girl? What do you think? Another reason that this article, I want you guys to get the January issue of Essence, and it's got a beautiful picture of Mary J. Blige on the front. She's in the gym working on her body, you know, trying to keep it all together herself. But it's the article that I'm referring to. It's by Janine Amber, and it's called The New Science of Weight Loss. And one reason is stipulated that the only way to get is because we're sleep deprived. And listen, let me tell you something, my sisters. If you are not getting proper sleep, it ain't no lying about it saying you are. Okay? I want to be straight up no chaser. Because it's evident that you are not if you're carrying around these great big old booties and these great big old stomachs. Forget those, what is those things that everybody was trying to get in at one time? I put mine on one time and I say, you know what? Chains ain't meant for Kunta. But that body magic thing, that ain't the way to do it. It's more or less like, you know, putting on a facade. Oh, look at me. I got this curvy. I'm all curvy and everything. Now, I'm not talking about if you're wearing it, for a back brace, if you're having back trouble. But a lot of times, if you're having back trouble, it can be because of this big stomach that you got. Remember when we were pregnant? I know I'm not the only one who had back problems when I was pregnant. Back hurt all the time. And the closer you got to the time of delivering that baby, the more that back hurts. See what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just being for real with it. We're going into 2014, however you want to say it. And it's just time for us to just stop, take a good look, get butt naked, strip down, and go get in a mirror. Go to Kmart tomorrow and buy one of those full-length mirrors. You know, the kind you can put on the back of the door. You can take the little two-sided sticky things and put however you want to put it up. It's just time for us to get one of those and get butt naked in the mirror and take a good look at ourselves. Clothes hide a lot. But if you're carrying around this excess weight in your butt, and in your waist, in your stomach area, you are at risk for some serious health issues, my sister. And for the guys that's on tonight, if you have a woman, if you have a wife, if you have a sister or a mother, and they're carrying around this predisposed weight in the stomach area or in the buttocks area, they have some serious health issues. And that's just the way it is. The only way to get a good night's sleep is to make it a priority. And this is something I do. I have my 20-year-old grandson living with me right now. And I told him, listen, if you're not in here by this time, don't come. Because I'm going to bed and I'm locking the door. And the alarm will be on. So if you're not in here by this time, because I make a point of getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. We got to start turning these TVs off and getting some sleep, because it's wreaking havoc on your body, your hormones. The cortisol is the worst thing in the world, the worst hormone in the world that you want running rampant in your body. And I'm just telling it like it is, because too many of us are dying. And you know what? If I go to another funeral of somebody of a sister girl that they've had to almost stuff in a coffin like a sausage, I think I might just blow my top. I am for real. And then you hear things like, yeah, she was a good cook. She loved to cook, and boy, she could make that macaroni and cheese. Come on. Come on. Oh, wow. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. Coming from the 313 area code tonight, what do you think are some of the reasons for the epidemic of obesity in our neighborhood, in our sisterhood? 313-537, you're on Here's to Your Health tonight. What do you think some of the problems are with the obesity epidemic? Hello? I'm talking to you. I am so sorry that you don't want to talk tonight, sister, because tonight, that's what this show is all about. Coming from the 734 area code, 752, chime in tonight. What do you feel are some of the reasons for the epidemic of the obesity in our sisterhood tonight? I'm talking to you, sister. You're on Here's to Your Health. Hello? Okay. Nobody wants to talk about this tonight? Really? Are you serious? Okay. Here we go. Okay. Coming from the 734 area code, welcome to Here's to Your Health tonight. Chime in, sister.
Hi, this is Linda. One thing is our problem is that the way we prepare our food and we overeat, not enough exercise, and we think food is our glory, which it isn't. We have to learn to maintain what we do and how we do it and how we eat it too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you know what? That is so true. And, you know, there's a lot of we got to start looking at our emotions, too, because there's a lot of people that are emotionally eating. You sad, like our first caller said tonight, stressed out. Let me get me something good to eat. And sometimes you don't even correlate it. You know, there's not even a correlation. It's just that, you know what, I am just so stressed out. What can I eat? Let me stop and get me some baby back ribs with the trimmings and the coleslaw and everything. You see, because it's an epidemic, and that's what's so alarming about it now, until it is an epidemic, and we got to do something about it.
No willpower. No willpower.
And then, you know what? We have to also consider, too, caller, that they are doing things with our food. We have got to beware. For those of you that have not seen Eating Third Edition, please get with me. If you have not seen it, get with me. I will make sure that you get your own. I will buy you a copy. That's how much I am. I'm invested in you. They are doing things to our food. Do you know that a lot of the food conglomerates are hiring chemists to come up with concoctions in our food, to put in our food, to make us want more and more, to make us be addicted? monosodium glutamate is one of them. If you like Chinese food, it's loaded in there.
An abbreviation.
Soy protein. It's loaded in there. You see, if you're going to eat soy, you got to make sure that it's non-GMO. You got to make sure that it's not this soy isolate. You see, you've got to read your labels so that you will know what's going on with your food. I appreciate you chiming in tonight, caller, because this is something that we need to talk about. You see, instead of talking, hey, how you doing, girl? Oh, look at her. She's big as a house. What is going on? You see what I'm saying? We got to start embracing each other.
That's right.
And I appreciate you chiming in tonight, caller. Thank you so very much. Coming from the 313 area code, yes, good evening, caller.
You know, another thing I called earlier, but another thing is when we were growing up, holiday time, macaroni and cheese, all these foods that our mothers cooked for us.
Sure.
You know, like you said, you told us a long time ago, you told me anyway, they don't make food the same. You know, when our parents were growing up, they didn't put all this stuff in the food that they're putting in now. So we grow up thinking that we're supposed to have dressing, macaroni and cheese, and all this stuff for the holidays. You know, you need to break sweet potato pies and all them cakes and pineapple upside down cakes and all them sweets. You know, try something new.
That's right.
You know, try some healthy recipes. You know, change the holiday meals, you know.
That's right.
Get away
from
the old, you know.
Because
the foods,
so right.
Like you said, they're not made the same anymore. They put all kinds of stuff in, you know, all kinds of chemicals in the way they grow things. Like I thought wheat bread was good for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you hopefully let me know that it's caused my stomach, help, you know, part of my stomach pain was coming from that. And I got off of that a little better, you know. So it's wanting to know and wanting to change.
That's it.
And
wow.
Not,
did
you,
you ever hit the nail on the head right then and there? You got to think, you got to want it. You got to want to take control of your health. One of the most enduring tenets of weight loss is that to lose weight, you have to cut calories. But now, according to Gary, I think his name is Tabib. He's the founder of the Nutrition Science Initiative. It's a nonprofit think tank dedicated to obesity research. And he says, if you really want to lighten your load, focus less on counting calories and more on reducing the real culprit, which is, guess what, sugar and refined carbohydrates. Just what you were talking about, caller. We got to find a better way. Even I look at Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle and all of them, and they're finding ways. They're coming up with new ways for the recipes. For things. Look at, what's her name, Paula Deen. She came up with diabetes. So now she's cutting out some of all this butter that she used in everything. You see what I'm saying? And finding healthier ways. We have got to find healthier ways. And sometimes, you know, when you try something once or twice, it don't taste too good because the taste buds got to get used to it. But give it a chance. You see? Give it a chance. Thank you. That is so profound. That is so true. And listen, if you're going through, have somebody that you can call and say, you know what, listen, a friend of mine invited me on Thanksgiving to a Shoreway that her family give every year. I mean, girl, listen, when you walk into this arena and you see all this food, it's like, OMG, oh my goodness. And I said, you know what, if my throat was feeling a little scratchy, so I felt I should stay home and kind of work on me. But another thing was, I said, I don't want to be around all this food because I don't want to have to explain myself.
Come on, did you try some of this? Did you get some A Buds, bun cake? Did you? No, thank you. Oh, what's wrong with you? You ain't eat nothing. You see what I'm saying? And I said, I'm not putting myself through that this year. So I stopped by the store. I got me 3 avocados. I made me some guacamole. And that's what I had for my Thanksgiving dinner. And I was so thankful.
And, you know, that would be nice to make a menu, a healthy menu, and just put it on the, you know, send it out to everybody. Try this for the holiday.
That's right.
You know, a healthy
right.
way of eating. You know,
you
if,
know
if
what,
even if everybody come up with one meal.
One dish.
Yeah, one dish.
And in fact, let's do that. Let's start thinking about that now, everybody. You know, get a dish. Okay, say if it's if you were the one that would do macaroni and cheese, think of a healthy derivative or alternative to macaroni and cheese. And get your little recipe together. And let's all start sharing our healthy recipes. I am so willing to do that. I would love to do something like that. And I, you know what, I just want to thank all of you tonight for tuning in. The show really got away from me tonight. We just got a couple of more minutes. So to my callers that chimed in tonight, thank you. To those that didn't want to say anything, we still love you. But this is something that we're going to do again. We're going to have this dialogue again, and more of us are going to chime in because it's important to us as black women. It's important to us as sister girls. And if we all could just each reach one and teach one, you see, this is not just for us. It's for our daughters. It's for our granddaughters. It's for our sister girls. And it means a lot. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you. You know, even the guys, we're not mad at you for not chiming in tonight either, you know, because you probably felt like a fish out of water tonight. But it's okay. It wasn't meant to make you feel like that. It really wasn't. It's just that this is something that's so dear to my heart. I love each and every one of you. And the topic tonight was not to lash out. We all got work to do. Hey, I ain't perfect. That's why those mornings, I tell you a lot of times when it's time for me to head to that gym, that body be in that warm bed, especially on days like today. Now, I do have my workout equipment in my basement, too. But sometimes I just want to be with others. Sometimes that just spurs on, come on, let's do it together. And I still want to offer an invitation to all of you. Give me a call. Come on in the gym. Let me take you through a workout. Let's do it together. You see what I'm saying? Let's help each other. We are our sister's keeper. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 and is sponsored by 109.9 Penn Station right here on Blog Talk Radio. Come on back. I wanted to get into some things concerning hot flashes, but it's still about eating, what not to eat and what to eat, eating those good old phytonutrients, the plant bases. So we'll get into that next week. But I want to thank each and every one of you, and I love you. And you know what? Pray for somebody tonight. Pray for somebody that you know is really going through tonight, through something. Because we all have a cross to bear. Come on back next week. If the Lord says so, we'll do it all over again. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning.